I get off on knowing you want it. Get off on the dopamine spiking fucking feeling that is knowing you want this. Being able to drop my tone. Drop everything. And drop you. You want me to take complete control of your brain because it's not functioning the way a brain should. It's sparking too much, it's thinking too much, it's complicating everything into the point where you're just in executive dysfunction. We can't really do anything because you want to do things, but you don't want to do things, but you want to do things, but like there's nothing that you really feel like doing, and so you just fucking sit there. And you know that's pathetic. You know that's not what you should be doing. You know you should be doing something. And when you listen to me, hey, when you listen to me, you're doing something. This is productive. I'm going to tell you that right now. What I'm doing with you, what you're doing with me, is productive. You and me, we're having fun, and that's a good thing. There's this dopamine that it's going to light up in your brain, and that's okay, and that's good. It's a good thing. You just have to trust me, and you can. Look, you fucking Google me and shit. Google Shibe, and you'll see. There's maybe one or two dissatisfied customers, mostly motherfuckers who were weird and thought they'd get more than they should. But for the most part, I'm looking out for you. I want you to be good. I want you to feel good. That is my primary motivation. I want you to feel good. And by the end of this, you're going to feel good. Good. All you have to do to feel good is just listen to me, listen only to my voice and nobody else. There might be sounds outside your control. There might be sounds from the street, sounds from another room, sounds from somewhere, but you know what? You're amazing and you're awesome and your brain can cycle those out. Your brain is actually so powerful that you can take any other sounds you hear other than my voice and just cycle them into something that takes you even deeper into trance. Because that's what you want, isn't it? You want trance. You want me and my voice, and it's not just my voice, you want my mind. That's what I love. You don't just want my voice, you don't just want my control, you want my personality. You want me, Shivy. I'm a real fucking person. And you want me to take over. To take over your thoughts. To take over all those waves of thought. To take over your mind. Me, Shivy. I can be a fucking weirdo. Look, like, I was a tomboy growing up and that's okay, because there's a part of you that's into that, and I like that part of you. There's a part of you that's willing to just step aside from everything else and just accept what's coming. Accept me taking over. Me taking over your mind. It quiets you. It quiets part of you that, well, there's a lot of parts of you that just never shut the fuck up. They complicate things. It's so complicated. You're so complicated, but right now you don't need to be. You can just be simple. You can just be blank. And that's what you want. You want to be blank. You want all the rest of your thoughts to go empty. And when you have those thoughts, you want those thoughts to go somewhere else. And so right now, I want you to make a conscious decision to be a little conscious brain in the sky for you. So that when thoughts pop into your mind, any thoughts, random thoughts, you can delegate those thoughts. Be like, hey, you're thinking about this thing. Well, go think about this thing somewhere else. That's your fucking job. And so those thoughts go away from you. You don't need to consider them anymore because they've been delegated. They're not important. Someone else is taking care of them. You don't need to take care of them. You just need to concentrate on one thing and one thing only, and that's me. On me, Shibby, and me, my voice. That's the only thing that matters right now. That's the only thing that runs through your brain. Any other thoughts or questions or suppositions, they can just be delegated. You give them a person. You give them a mind. You give them an autonomy to go off away from you. Be like, hey, you're taking care of this now. Oh, you brought this up to me? That's you. That's you now. And then that little thought goes running off, leaving you blank. With nothing to concentrate on other than my voice. And my voice feels so good, doesn't it? I know it does, because it feels so good for me giving it to you. Knowing what it does to you. Knowing that just just my simplest sound can cause you pleasure. Pleasure that becomes everything within that blankness of a void that is your mind right now. Having delegated away all other thoughts, all other distractions, all that's left is my voice and the power it has over you and you. Like, me having this power to ping you and make you respond, and you are such a good slut. And there's that ambiguous phrasing that just works for you because you know that you're one of many. You're one of mine. And that's what really matters, that you are mine. One of mine. You feel that feeling rushing over you like a warm, comforting wave. You're mine. But overall, you're my good slut. Not in any demeaning, degrading way, though. If that's there, that's okay, because it feeling hot, feeling sexy to be degraded and be demeaned in this way is a good thing. Nothing to be ashamed of, though, if that shame makes you feel that tingle, makes you feel that pleasure, that's okay, too. That's what I want for you. I want that word to resound within your mind in just the right way to cause arousal, to cause pleasure, slut, to be just packaged inside of a hole, inside of an anonymous, simple slut, slut, slut. It feels good to be my good slut. Oh, these words bring dopamine dripping through you, but nothing like the feeling you get when I wrap it all together, bring you anonymously together into something that just spreads dopamine spreading through your entirety. Good slut. You are my good slut. It just encompasses you. It drips over you. It floods pleasure into you. My good slut. This is who you are, who you want, need. Pleasure. Pleasure dripping and dropping into you, my good slut. That clenching sexual pleasure that just hits you again and again every time I say the word good slut. All other sounds you might hear are just distractions that cause to buzz around the pleasure that surrounds you when I say my good slut. Nothing else matters other than that you know and you are You possess that ability to be like a good slut. Pleasure striking against you, pleasure snapping into you, pleasure as you clench and squirm beneath my voice. That's really fun for me. Knowing you're there on the other side of my microphone, your headphones making you tinkle and tremble, and my whispers can just play against your ear, against your brain, and my whispers can wash over you, make you completely helpless before the onslaught of my voice until you're nothing. You can do nothing but exist and connect in the ways I tell you to as my slut. My slut. My slut. Just feeling that pleasure wash over you again and again. Pleasure that just surrounds you and strokes you and touches you and makes you more and more mine. Mine, 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 my slut, my slave, my sweet, obedient, sweet and perfect little pet. Just feeling the pleasure as it rushes you, as it controls you, as it runs over you, as it drums you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure. Snapping of you, pleasure. I want you to feel it. Can you do that for me? You can, and I know you can, because you're my good, 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 good slut. My good, 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 good little pet. You want to make me happy, don't you? My approval matters to you, and you know what brings my approval is your reaction to my voice. It's you showing me how much power I have over you, because that's very, very, very important to me, you little slut. The power I have to make you just squirm and tremble and whimper underneath my touch. That power that I have to give you words, to give you snaps, to give you pleasure over and over. It's so, 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 so important to me. It's so, so, so important to me that you fucking feel it. And in your meditated, guided trance state of mind, you do. You fucking feel it, don't you? You feel that clench of power. You feel me just thrusting inside of your brain, fucking your mind over and over until you're just mush and happy and blissful and pleasure. Just floods you pleasure, even if you've already gone over the cliff. It doesn't fucking matter, because that pleasure is what's controlling you. That pleasure is what drives you onward. That pleasure is what makes you mine.
Mine.
Mine. Come for me. I want you to in your fucking brain. In your mind, I want it to fucking spasm and squirm and whimper. I want those tingles going up the back of your spine, up the back of your neck. I want those tingles going to your scalp, to go into your fucking mind, your fucking brain. Mine. Mine. And you want to feel that pleasure. The flesh just rocking you. You, controlling you, that pleasure just going through you, that pleasure just fucking owning you, that pleasure just showing you who's in control, and it's fucking me, not you. You have no fucking control. That pleasure just riots through you, ricochets through you. That pleasure just owns you. You're mine, and there's nothing you can do but experience and relax and enjoy, and you can't resist, because where's the fun in resisting? You could resist, but you'll still be overtaken, overrun, overcontrolled. My control just sweeping and swiping and swooping over you until you're nothing, nothing but pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure just drifting into you. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure just thrusting into you. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure just ruling you, running you, completely controlling you until pleasure, pleasure, pleasure fucks your brain. It fucks your mind. And nothing matters but your brain. And that's where my fingers, my tendrils, they've completely sunken into you. They've completely massaged and believed. You believe. Do you believe it? Do you want that fucking come for me? Come for me in your brain. Come within your mind to feel that orgasmic pleasure just surging over you. Entire your body. Just pleasure, 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 pleasure. Just starting from your brain, starting from your mind, going down your scalp, going down the nape. Just pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure just spiking fully again and again. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure until you're nothing. You're blank, you're empty, you're endless. You're white, you're blank, 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 blank. Pleasure, 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 mind, pleasure, 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 pleasure. Until that whiteness fades. Pleasure. It's just an aftershock that hits you. Pleasure. Feels good making you want it again. Pleasure. Oh God, you've already been there, but pleasure. Fuck, you want it again, but pleasure. You're not ready, and that's okay. Right now, you can just drift in the aftershocks of pleasure. Knowing that I own you, there's a pleasure in that itself. Knowing that you would do anything. Empty yourself. There's no need for self. When you can just be blank. Pleasure. For me. To my voice. Owned over and over again. Just pleasure. Aftershocks. Pleasure. Those feel good. Good. They make you more compliant. You want to be compliant because, oh my God, after so much pleasure, don't you just feel giggly and happy and ditzy and brainless and just very, very willing to fall under the influence of the next voice to speak to you, to tell you who controls you, because I control you, should be. Controls you. I own you and you are fucking mine, and that feels so good. And that's what you wanted. That's what you fucking came for. And hey, sweetheart, that's what you got.